Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon is here to take us out to the cinema and also tell us what we can watch at home. It is time to look at what we can watch on the big screen and the little screen. Susie, are you ready for a Halloween week?
Hi, Kat. Yes, I certainly am. I got a nice movie for you to go to the cinema to see in this spooky season.
So even though actually Halloween is right at the very beginning of the week, we are still continuing with this sort of spooky theme. And this movie is actually coming out on Wednesday, which is after Halloween anyway.
Yeah, it sure is. Anyway, this one is based on a video game, but it is a horror movie called Five Nights at Freddy's, or FNAF for short. And that's apparently what people call it. It's coming out this week, as you say, and sees Mike take a night job as a security guard at a pizzeria. But that pizzeria closed under suspicious circumstances. The pizzeria was once the hotspot, not only for a good slice, but for its animatronics that delighted the kids. It's those animatronics that really need to be watched at night, as they have a habit of coming to life and taking victims. Mike's sister comes along to his night job and befriends these creatures of the night, which leads Mike to having to leave his post as guard and fight for her and his life.
Let's have a quick snippet from the trailer.
Hi, this is Mike. I was just calling to see if that job that you offered was still available.
Yes. The security guard.
I will take anything.
Have you met them yet?
Met who?
Them.
Hello?
So this one, as you say, based on a video game. Are we going to recognize the video game?
Yeah, so since its inception in 2014, the game really has gained massive popularity. So this film has actually been long awaited by fans. The game franchise has produced 9 games, so I don't know how anyone could have missed it, each taking place in a location connected to the fictional family pizza restaurant called Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. And Freddy Fazbear, he's the pizzeria's animatronic mascot. So I think it's safe to say we should expect to see more of these films in the future.
What kind of horror would you describe this as?
That's a good question, Kat, because some fans were expecting gore for this film, but it falls more under the thriller category. However, if you watch the game or play the game is scary, especially the first time you play it. If you're not 100% sure what will happen, you can prepare for jump scares and tension as you navigate the job as a security guard. And the film has received some mixed reviews because of that. People are expecting those jump scares from the game. They're not as prominent in the movie. It's also not that gore fest, which people were expecting. It is rated PG-13, so it is suitable for teens and adults, as long as you can handle the scary giant animatronics.
You know what? It's also, I noted, from the same producer as Megan, which we reviewed recently. That one's just recently out on Sky Show. And I think there's a very similar kind of animatronics, robotics sort of theme that's going on across both of those. They're very good at creating those sort of characters, especially in Megan, who would do anything to protect you forever and ever. And so if you kind of have got that vibe, there are definitely similarities that carry across for Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, I completely agree. It does have that similar feel to it. So it does look like a good one. It looks kind of scary to me, but lots of fun as well.
That one's out at the cinema from the 1st of November, Wednesday this week. Let's move over, talking about Sky Show, actually, and look at something else that you can watch on there. If you've been wondering what the creators of Downton Abbey have been doing recently, well, they've been making The Gilded Age, which is now on season 2.
Yeah, so The Gilded Age is a hit series set in the 1800s, and it follows new money couple Bertha and George Russell as Bertha tries to change the stiff and resistant to change old money style of polite society. So season 1 of the series, it was a big hit. It was praised for its accuracy to the time, as well as costumes being really spot on. And so now season 2, it's already hit the small screen. We can watch it already. A talented cast helps the show's watchability, with Carrie Coon as Bertha. Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City is in this one. And Christine Berinsky, who is fabulous. She's fabulous in everything she does. So I think it's worth watching just for her.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
I intend to bring the great city of New York
the opera house it deserves.
The members of the Academy are very determined it should not succeed.
You'll need to pick a team.
That's it. Head to head, and one will be the winner.
Mrs. Russell is even more of a fighter than I had realized.
Knowing that this comes from the same people as Downton Abbey, there's a certain credibility that already comes with this show.
Yeah, absolutely. It does follow that kind of old style TV shows that for some reason we seem to really love.
100%. Both seasons are now available to watch on Sky Show. That is The Gilded Age. If you would like to get a 7-day free subscription to Sky Show to check it out and see what else is on there, just head to our website, worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen. You'll be able to find this episode and others. Susie, thanks so much. I look forward to catching up with you next week to find out what else we can watch.
You're welcome, Kat. Enjoy the spooky season.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.